FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The ANC says it supports the steps taken by prosecutors seeking justice for the alleged victims in the Timothy Omotoso case. The Nigerian televangelist was acquitted last month on charges of rape and human trafficking by the Eastern Cape High Court. He left the country at the weekend after Home Affairs declared him a prohibited person and barred him from South Africa for 5 years. The National Prosecuting Authority says it will proceed with its appeal against his acquittal, despite his departure. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says they welcome the decision. He was speaking to reporters in Westville yesterday while visiting the home of the late ANC Women's League Deputy President Lungi Mganga-Qabashe.
Whatever the weaknesses that were expressed legally, they need to be followed up, and that he must be brought to book, because that seemed to be almost like a miscarriage of justice. So we are on the side of the victims. We believe them.
The body of a man who had been missing at sea from last week has been recovered by rescue teams on the south coast. The 22-year-old was swept away by rip current on Southborough main beach on Thursday. Craig Lambadon, who's with the National Sea Rescue Institute, says search and rescue teams were dispatched after beachgoers spotted the body in the surf zone yesterday.
The body was located and recovered from the water by police divers, assisted by NSRI. The body of the man has been taken into the care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services and police. An inquest docket has been opened.
And U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a bill making it a federal crime to post revenge porn, whether it is real or generated by artificial intelligence. The Take It Down Act criminalizes the non-consensual publication of intimate images. It also requires they be removed from online platforms. At a signing ceremony outside the White House, Trump said that with the rise of AI image generation, countless women have been harassed with deepfakes and other explicit images distributed against their will. Websites that fail to remove the images within 48 hours will face penalties. A recap of our lead story, the ANC says it supports the steps taken by prosecutors seeking justice for the alleged victims in the Timothy Omotoso case. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.